This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. When ancient Greeks formalized the adoption of a child in court, an adopted child received a new name. If the young person had committed any crimes against the state, their record was expunged at the time of adoption into their new family. Several of the apostles referenced this tradition when explaining our relationship to God as his adopted children. The apostle Paul wrote in the Bible book of Galatians, "You are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has also made you an heir." No matter how fair or forgiving earthly legal systems may be, and most of them are not, having connections usually helps those accused of a crime. If a judge knows you or your family, or if you have access to funds, organizers, and excellent lawyers, you have an advantage. Yet in some countries, your criminal record taints you forever, even after release from prison. When we were adopted by God through Jesus, we gained access to help we never had before. Not only do we have a connection with our judge and our ally, but our greatest supporter also calls us his own children. God gave his son, Jesus, over to the authorities for a time as a sacrifice so that our sins could be permanently expunged from our records. He reminds us, "I am he who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sins no more." That's true freedom. Praise God who sets prisoners free and adopts us as children.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.